This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. L.A. last week was the center of the electronic gaming universe. Electronic Entertainment, technically, the Electronic Entertainment Expo E3 was in town. Everybody who's anybody in that world was here, and there are few bigger in that world than EA, Electronic Arts. You know them from FIFA and Madden and Star Wars Battlefront, also the Battlefield franchise. 41-year-old CEO Andrew Wilson is in charge. He's been at the company for a bit more than 15 years, CEO for three, and he is today's guest on Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
The company set up a big space for people to try out some of their new, not yet released to the public games. The best part was, it's just a couple of blocks from Marketplace World headquarters. So I got a tour from the boss, CEO Andrew Wilson.
And so we've got it themed, basically, so that you can come in, and this is, you know, Battlefield 1. We've got 64 stations playing games. People come in, they play, they compete.
So this is just rows and rows and rows of people playing Battlefield 1?
Yeah. Together.
Together.
You know, the important thing is this is not a solo endeavor. This is not me escaping the world. This is me connecting with my friends through a different world.
The way you have brought this company back is this thing you're called Players First, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And how'd you lose your way is actually a better question to start with.
Yeah, so when you're in a creative industry, you can get very precious about what it is that you're building. And I think in some places, we were coming to work every day trying to do amazing things, but forgetting who it was we were doing it for. And all we did when we came back together was say, hey, let's think about the players first. What might they want? What might enhance their lives? What might make it better for them to connect with their friends? And it really, we galvanized around that, and the company is a different company as a result.
You know, you mentioned connecting with your friends. It sort of sounds like you think of this as a little bit as a social media company, kind of.
Well, there are a whole bunch of motivations as to why we play games. Inspiration, escape, competition. But the very core of why we play games is social connection. When people come to play one of our games, they become part of a community. They share something with their friends. They compete against them. They compete with them. They enjoy the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And that's a pretty special thing. And if you look at the way our players enjoy our games, it's always done with their friends.
Let me posit a potential customer problem for you, right? I've got an 8-year-old daughter who can play Star Wars Battlefront for hours.
Yes.
Truly, right?
Yep.
When I let her do it. She can also pull out my iPhone and play games on that for hours as well. How do you cater to both of those audiences without cannibalizing one over the other?
The misnomer is that one will cannibalize the other. I can watch TV on my phone, but when I'm sitting in my living room in front of a 60-inch TV, I don't watch it on my phone. I watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, see, now my kids do. Maybe you're a little old for this job.
No, you
know what I mean? Because my kids literally will sit there with a phone and with the big screen.
Yeah, but what you said was and. You didn't say or.
Well, there you go.
What you said was and. And so what we see is not that the mobile device is cannibalizing HD gaming. What we see is mobile devices enhancing and extending HD gaming. And some people will play on a big screen only. Some people will play on a mobile device only. Some people will play on both. We are building for a future where every device you own, your phone, your PC, your TV, your internet-enabled fridge, will deliver you some form of interactive entertainment. And we're building for a world where players play across devices, across geographies, and across business models.
What's your favorite game ever, all time?
Probably California Games was this crazy little game that I used to play in my Commodore 64 when I was a kid.
Wow.
But it had surfing, skateboarding, hacky sack. And again, if I went back and played it now, it would just be the dumbest
game
ever.
It'd be horrible. You wouldn't be able to
do it. I mean,
it would
be absolute rubbish. But at that moment, I mean, we would go surf. I grew up in a beach town. I'd go surfing with my friends, and we'd come home, and we'd sit there and have, like, California Games competition. So I had this memory of this time with some of the greatest friends in my life playing this game, this super simple game, but a game that related to what we did in real life, you know, skateboarding and surfing. And I've kind of held on to that. That is kind of the essence of what we do.
Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
How do I move around?
So this is Ford.
Yep.
How do I aim this gun?
Oh, yeah.
The armored car ran over me, and I just blew up.
You're being shot at right now from your right.
How do I know? All right, but I'm not going anywhere. Now tell me one more time how to go forward. Yeah, and this is why my 8-year-old beats me all the time.
totally harder than it looks, by the way. Let me just say that. We've got to get really meta about it. A quick little video of me playing that video game. It's at marketplace.org. And if you want to hear the rest of my conversation with Andrew Wilson, the CEO of Electronic Arts, we've got it on the latest version of our Corner Office podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's up to you.